Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. As we closed out a very volatile year in 2019 with some significant victories on trade, on cutting regulations, and approving conservative new judges for our court system. But I did not mention the huge gains in our stock market. The market jumped more than 20%. Some people might argue that only helps the rich get richer. Well, it's more than that. Workers in rural America and across the United States, they own some stocks, and they are not all rich. Bigger than that would be the retirement funds that have been invested in stocks for our workers. I remember on October the 21st, 2016, an article in Politico, a Washington, D.C.-based news company, they had this to say, and I quote, "Wall Street is set up for a major crash if Donald Trump shocks the world on Election Day and wins the White House." Well, he did win, and the stock market, it didn't crash. It shot up the next day and hadn't stopped climbing. Another subject, last week, Iran got an explosive message from Donald Trump. Our deadly drone strikes killed one of Middle East's most powerful terrorists, General Soleimani. He was Iran's military commander and for years has targeted and killed 600 or more U.S. soldiers. His team had plans to launch many more attacks on our people and our allies. Last year, when Iran shot down one of our drones, President Trump considered retaliation, but he backed off. But when Soleimani's terrorist attacked our U.S. embassy in Baghdad, that crossed the red line. Iran has threatened to retaliate and has already fired missiles into some of our bases. We shall see where all of this goes. We don't want to escalate the conflict. But at last, Iran must realize that they have overplayed their hand. We are through turning the other cheek while they terrorize our allies and kill our citizens. Having watched the conflicts and turmoil in the Middle East for 40 years, I would like to get out of there. We don't need their oil. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.